Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
There's something about how this place forms a different kind of person.
On my high school team, we had five guys make the NBA.
We had the county rocking.
You mentioned Prince George's County. People know what it's about. It's the mecca of basketball.
There are those who come before us upon whose shoulders we stand.
Being from this area, you have to have tough skin.
The gym became his sanctuary.
PG County guy. Provide buckets for America. You take it
like we're too serious. Prince George packs a lot of power, a lot of character.
It's nothing that you can do to stop that competitive edge.
We're pushing the community and the culture forward.
It's just in the water.
That is from Basketball County in the Water, a new documentary chronicling the lives of very young basketball talent in Prince George's County, Maryland. The film, scheduled to air tomorrow on Showtime at 9 p.m., also looks at the very deep bench the county has in developing top Division I talent all the way to the NBA and WNBA. Joining me tonight are Los Angeles Lakers point guard Quinn Cook and Jimmy Jenkins, filmmaker and director of Basketball County. Lines are open. If you have a comment or a question about the film, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Quinn, Jimmy, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm really, really glad to be here, happy to be here, and really honored.
Thank you so much. Let me first talk about the idea of this film. Jimmy, where did that come from?
Well, the idea of the film is just, you know, me growing up in this area. You know, I remember one time I went to go play basketball in Orlando, Florida. My sister was living in Florida, and I was down there, and I was playing basketball outside with, like, the high schoolers and stuff like that. And I'm just dominating, man. I'm, like, just scoring left and right. I'm like, yo, why is it so easy down here? Back at home, I don't even get in the game. I'm like, I don't even touch the floor. Like, how am I dominating like this? And then I'm like, something is really unique about where I'm from, because my team also would go win the national championship every year growing up. And then 4 or 5 years later, the guys I play with and played against are all going to the NBA. And it's like, okay, this, I knew something was special about this area. And then we just kind of decided to tell a story with my partner, John Beckham, who's also from Prince George's County. We came together. We got on board Vic Oladipo, Quinn Cook, Kevin Durant, Rich Kleiman. And then we all just came together and put the project out.
You know, that's, you know, interesting, because, you know, when you have an opportunity to see what's happening at home through a different lens, to kind of create that. But from your perspective, Quinn, did you always think that Prince George's County was a special place for birthing basketball stars, or did that never cross your mind?
Now, I thought the producer said, I'm not sure if they had reached back out to you, but Quinn had another engagement for Showtime. So
oh,
that came up
okay.
Last minute. Yeah, he had
I see, because, okay, my producer tells me that he was
on
the line,
here.
I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought he couldn't get on. Okay.
Are you there, Quinn?
Okay, cool. We were trying to make it work. It's been a crazy day. We're so sorry. I didn't know if he was able to make it.
That's quite all right. I appreciate it. You know, we are living in strange times right now. Quinn, thank you so much for being on the program. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me and Jimmy.
Absolutely. So the question I was asking was, did you always know that Prince George's County was a special place for birthing basketball talent, or did it just never occur to you when you were coming up?
For me, it never really occurred young. You know, you're just out there playing, having fun. You never really know, like, you know, how good is this player, how good is this player. You just know that there's a lot of good players that's in this area. But like Jimmy said, like, I can remember when I first started to play AAU, you know, his team, Team Maryland, with so many pros on that team. and college players, they won the national championship every single year. And then when I started to play, we went to the national championship, you know, when I was 9 years old. And it wasn't just talent like in our area that we were beating. We were beating supposedly the best kids in the country at our age. Then you start to really, you know, focus in. You see, you know, guys in the NBA that you learn from your area, and guys are playing in college, and guys are used to playing in the NBA, and then you start to latch on to guys around your age, your peers who want to take it serious and stuff like that. So I noticed at a young age when I started to play AAU that, you know, I was living in a different place.
You went to DeMatha.
Yes.
So here's the deal about DeMatha, and I always wanted to ask this. When I was coming up in Prince George's County, I went to Eleanor Roosevelt, no shade. But, you know, one of the things that when the fellas and I would, you know, sit around and we would talk about, you know, the guys who played for DeMatha, you know, way back in, you know, those ancient times, was once you mentioned DeMatha, it was like, oh, okay, it's a shrug, and you know that person who's playing for DeMatha is at least going to Division One in, you know, NCAA, at least, and probably on to, you know, the NBA. Was it like that? Was that the thinking when you were there? And what was it about DeMatha that made things so special?
Oh, for me, you know, growing up seeing Travis Garrison and Austin Freeman, Nigel Munson, Jeff Peterson, guys like that who played there, and then you start to find out about the Adrian Dantleys and Danny Ferries and all those guys who played before you. And you really start to pay attention. I know when I got to DeMatha, it was like just a badge of honor. Like, wow, like this means a lot. You know, I'm good enough to play at DeMatha. I used to wear my DeMatha gear like all the time, like,
of course,
not really just like to show it off, but like I was just so proud, you know, that I went to DeMatha, and I even, you know, had that same, you know, just feeling I get now, even to this day, when I, you know, see DeMatha on TV, and you know, I see another kid turn pro and go to college, and you know, what Mike Jones is still doing, 10 years later. It is remarkable, and for me, it was just pride, man, in a good way, to where, you know, there's a lot of players who played here, Keith Bogans and Joe Fortes, and when we were there, we didn't want to make the older guys, you know, look bad, you know, so we wanted to just keep, you know, tradition going, man, and 10 years later, they're still holding strong.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the new documentary scheduled to air on Showtime tomorrow night at 9 p.m. It's called Basketball County in the Water. It is about the host of basketball stars that have come out of Prince George's County, Maryland. And it examines not only the stars, but also some young people who are hoping to follow in their footsteps. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jimmy, one of the things that I find interesting that comes out of this film, it says since 2000, there have been 25 NBA players and more than a dozen WNBA players. And putting this film together and doing the research, what did you find that surprised you about the talent?
Well, actually, it's over 30 players that played since 2000. And what I found is that when I hear about these basketball places and people talk about where the great players are from and where the best basketball is played, I hear New York, I hear Chicago, I hear L.A. I rarely hear the DMV. I rarely hear this area. And when I look at it, you look at just Brooklyn alone, that's 4 million people. You look at Los Angeles, that's 20 million people. You know, you look at Chicago, that's 3 million people. When you look at where we from, Prince George's County, we don't even have 1 million people. And for us to, in 2015, I believe it was 16 active players, that's insane. They say like 1 in 700,000 or so roughly go to the NBA per person. It's like we don't even have, we have 900,000. We're supposed to have 1.5 players, not 16 one active and a half. Guys. And they are getting buckets. It's not like just they're getting buckets. You know what I mean? So it's like it was just a really, really unique thing. And then when you even go down to the college level, Maryland, the state of Maryland, is number one for Division I scholarships. That's a fact. The Washington Post did an article. And what I like to say is men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. You can't lie about that. And we got the numbers to prove that we are among the best.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Basketball County, the new documentary about basketball in Prince George's County. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. We have County Executive Angela Alsobrooks on the line. County Executive, how are you? County Executive, are you there? I cannot hear her. Can we check and see if the County Executive is there? Okay. Well, in the meantime, we're going to try to get her on. She's probably practicing her jump shot right now. So why do you think that is, Jimmy?
Well, you know, it's a lot of factors, and I think the biggest thing is community. Is that we raised, like, you know, we were raised by it wasn't just our parents, it was our teammates' parents. And it was the gym at the time, you know, there was a time where Prince George's County wasn't what it was today. And our parents wanted to protect us, and the gym kept us safe. And then when we knew we were with our coach, we knew our coach wasn't going to let nothing bad happen to us. And then our parents couldn't take care of us for that day. They sent us to a teammate house, and their mother and their father would feed us and love us. And so, like, you know, we had these great parents. We had these great community. And we all, like, everybody just came together, and it was a force. And I think that that's what it was. And then once you get to see it, and you, like you know, Quinn, like, he grew up with these guys, with Kevin Durant, Beasley, Nolan. And they were the best in their class. He was the best in his class. So that if he the best like them, he thinks in his head he's supposed to be in the NBA. So if you think you're supposed to do that and you're supposed to be that good, then, of course, you're going to act a certain way. And that's why Quinn plays the way he does and everybody else. And that's why I think it's just in the water here.
Let me go back to the phone lines. I think we do have the County Executive from Prince George's County, Angela Alsobrooks, on the line. County Executive, are you there?
I am here. I'm sorry about that. Hi, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's always good to you know, during this time to hear you talk about something other than the pandemic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. You know, I was riding along, listening to the station, and I'm like, I got to get in on this. I'm so proud of Quinn, and I'm so proud of Jimmy. You all just, you know, I can't even tell you. I was going to burst wide open and needed to get on this call tonight to thank both of you for how well you represent our county. To thank you for your contributions. You haven't forgotten us, not for a moment. And I guess the question I would have for each of you, I've heard Jimmy talk about the village that raised the two of you, but I know that there are parents who are listening and maybe even some young people who may wonder, what is the top piece of advice that you would give, I say to Quinn and to Jimmy, because you're both operating in rare air, to be able to make it as a filmmaker, make it as a member of the National Basketball Association. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to young people who may be listening? What is the thing that maybe even an adult said to you that motivates you, inspires you? What is it that you would pass along, that one piece of critical advice?
Quinn, you go first.
Yeah, I'll go. That's a great question. For me, I think the biggest thing that I learned growing up was the art of listening. I always listen to my elders. I always listen to my coaches. I always listen to my teachers. And for me growing up in PG, there were so many guys that I was idolizing. I wanted to be like, and I was getting the same information from their coaches. And I played in the same AU team as Nolan Smith and Austin Freeman and Mike Beasley. And the coaches who coached them coached me. And I was able to work out with Chris Wright every Saturday, and I listened to his father, and I listened to him, and I just listened. I was a sponge, but I asked so many questions, and I just listened. And another thing was I think listening and being coachable is a skill, and that's just in life. So for me, that's what helped me get to where I was I am today, because I always just listened and I just paid attention.
Real quick, Jimmy, before I go to a break, the same question.
Well, no, he pretty hit the nail on the head. It's just listening and believing in yourself. Like, you know, everything ain't always going to go your way. Like, for me, people see me, I'm fortunate enough to have a film on Showtime. But at the same time, like, I'm a young man, but I've been working at this for 10 years. It's about consistent work and consistent belief. Like, you know, and Quinn, the same thing. He's been working and believing his whole life. So just keep believing, and you can do anything you want to do.
County Executive, you've got an event that you wanted to share with us. I'm going to a break shortly. Quickly share what you have for us, please.
Oh, you know what? So tonight I'm going to be on a call, and I'm actually going to be discussing the movie tonight. So I know that you all will be posting the information on how to get involved in the call. I'm actually driving back to my home, so I don't have it in front of me now. But I'm going to be talking about the movie tonight. I'm excited about it. And we'll make sure we get that back to you, Harold, so you can get the information to your listeners as to how to get on. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank Quinn again. I want to thank Jimmy and Harold. I really want to thank you and WHUR. I love this station. You know, true enough, I was just listening. And
well, thank you.
I happen to hear this show. I listen every day. Love the station. Love what you all do for our community. And you know what? We're going to make it through this pandemic together.
Yes, we are.
Because of people like you all. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And please stay safe out in those Rona streets as best you can. I really appreciate your time.
And drove off. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, County Exec. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you too. All right.
The original Quiet Storm on WHUR is coming up next. This conversation continues on SiriusXM Channel 141. In just a few seconds, we'll be back in a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about the new documentary, Basketball County, In the Water. My guests are Los Angeles Lakers point guard Quinn Cook and Jimmy Jenkins, filmmaker and director of the film. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. One of the other things, Jimmy, about this film, this isn't just about the guys and the women who have made it, but it is also about those who hope to make it. Very, very young people, not only what their dreams and aspirations are, but some of their struggles as well. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's a common thread through our community. And there are a lot of kids that look up to the Quinn Cooks, that look up to the Kevin Durants and the Victor Oladipos, and they look up and they want to become that. But at the truth come to the matter is there were many hundreds to thousands of kids that played in this area. It is a small select few that actually make it pro. But the thing about the game that we really want to relay with this story, that even if you don't make it to the biggest level, the principles of the game of basketball or playing any sport can really help you in life, as it helped me with you know, even though I'm not physically dribbling the basketball, but the same disciplines I needed with the game, I use in making movies. The same things, there's no difference. The commitment is no different. You know, so it's just that, you know, continue to work hard, learn, let the game teach you how to work hard, get you a free scholarship, get you to college, and see where it takes you in life.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about some of your challenges as you were moving through the process, Quinn. What, you know, before you went pro, before you became an adult, whether they were things that you experienced, or just some of the things that were happening around you that could have derailed you?
Oh, I mean, I think there's a lot of things, especially for myself. I lost my father at a young age, so, you know, at a time where I'm trying to figure myself out and I'm in high school and, you know, I'm growing as a young man, and you know, sometimes that's when, you know, you need your father the most to keep you on that straight narrow path. And you know, my mom's working and she's trying to, you know, help my sister graduate and help my sister kind of keep on her, you know, her straight narrow path as well, because you know she lost her dad as a senior in high school, and that's a tough time. So I just think that I made some choices in life that I don't want to say I regret, but you know I learned fast that I had to make some decisions on what I wanted to do, and I was lucky. I had some great coaches who stepped in. You know, my high school coach, Mike Jones, he picked me up every single day and took me to school along with my other coach, Sam Anstead at DeMatha. And then my AU coach, Curtis Malone, you know, I basically lived with them the next year. You know, he always picked me up from school. He always took me to work out. He always made sure that I was okay. So I had my little time where, you know, I could have, you know, went elsewhere, and I don't know where I would be. But, you know, I had some great coaches, my family, obviously, and, you know, I just always kept that belief in myself.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the new documentary, Basketball County, In the Water. It's going to be on Showtime tomorrow at 9 o'clock. It's also going to be on demand on Showtime starting at midnight tonight. So for those of you who can't see it at 9, you'll pull it up on demand. Let me go back to the phone lines. Coach Williams calling. I'm on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Coach. Hey, Quinn, how you doing, buddy? Coach Vince.
Quinn, can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Coach Williams.
Coach Vince Williams. How you doing, Quinn?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm proud of you. I'm glad you made it to the Lakers. You know, Ted is proud of you. I appreciate that. And I'm just proud of that. I'm proud of that you've gone there. You're an executive producer. You've done a lot of great work for yourself, man.
Man, Coach, I appreciate that, man. That means the world. Thank you so much.
And I will be sending a lot of kids to your camp this year.
Yes, sir. There we go.
And, Jimmy, thank you. You're doing great work. Not only this, but other work. I've seen it. You're a great young producer. And I'm proud of you also, sir.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Coach, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your phone call. One of the biggest basketball events right now is not the NBA. It is the Last Dance documentary about Michael Jordan. Quinn, what are your thoughts about the film? I'm sure you've seen it. Quinn, can you hear me? Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
What are your thoughts about the film?
Oh, well, my thoughts, I think it's brilliant. Like, when I say it's for me during this quarantine, I've been looking forward to that the most. Like, that's the day I look forward to. Sunday, I cannot wait to get in front of my TV with my family and watch it. And it has just been phenomenal. And I think top to bottom, just to see the way he plays, to see how he approached the game, his mentality. And I just think, man, you know, all the kids here also that grew up, they watch Michael Jordan. So it's just a blessing to be able to be alive at a time where I saw some of his career. Like, that's what I'm happy about. Like, you know, it's just a great, great job. And the director did a phenomenal job telling the story.
And I was about to say, because it's, you know, even outside of the Michael Jordan piece, it is really a fantastic piece of documentary film work. I mean, it is exceptionally well done. And, you know, for those of us who were, you know, like myself, who was peripherally interested, you know, in all of that, I think the history that it tells and the relationships that it shares, I just find all of that amazing.
Oh yeah, man, it's when you're looking at documentaries. I love documentaries. I got a long list of documentaries I could talk about. Me and Quinn, literally, every time there's a major documentary come on, especially in regards to basketball, me and Quinn talk on the phone right after it. Like, yo, what you think? That wasn't that good. So, like, to see this, it's like, when me and Quinn talk after, it's like, yo, this is insane. I can't believe, what? Did you see Dennis Rodman do that? Did you see? Man, it's just, I think that we really should appreciate the way they put this documentary together and just enjoy it for this last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Quinn, I was asking before we lost you about the Last Dance documentary about Michael Jordan. From your perspective, what does it mean for you as a pro ball player?
I mean, when I grew up, I idolized Michael, you know. I mean, just everything that he did for the game.
We're still having an issue with your phone. We're gonna get that squared away. While we're trying to get him squared away, Jimmy, talk to me about the young people that are in this film.
Oh man, we were able to work with a lot of young kids that really love the game of basketball. We did a lot of work at Thomas Pullen Middle School with their boys and girls basketball team. We filmed their season and kind of went through their journey. We went to some parks and had some kids, brought some kids to parks, and we worked with them with, like, some drills. And then we had, like, some great up-and-coming guys, like a young fella by the name of Kobe Morgan. He probably is 3 years old now, but when I say he's the baddest three-year-old I've ever seen in my life, like, handles out the wazoo. He could just dribble. It's just a lot of kids that just really are shocking to be so advanced at that young age, and it's like they want to play the game. Like, Kobe wants to play the game. He wakes up, talks to his dad, I gotta go to work, and he grab his ball and go to his backyard and work on his game. And it's just a unique way that these kids grow up. And it's really just, you know, it starts off as basketball, but when you grow up, it's much more than just this game. It teaches you about life, and it teaches you to be a great citizen and a great person.
Mm-hmm. And I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the girls and the young women in this film. What role do you think they are playing as their sport, the WNBA specifically, continues to grow, you know, COVID-19 pandemic notwithstanding?
Well, I think that really, you know, women's basketball, the Capitals just won a championship. Mm-hmm. That was the most beautiful thing to me. Like, you know, we're waiting on the Wizards to get it together, but, like,
keep on waiting, man.
The Wizards and the Redskins Woo! Are getting it together slowly but surely. So, you know, we coming along, but just the game, women's basketball, I think it's becoming to probably the peak. It is really elevating and becoming something that is monumental. I'm glad that they agreed to more pay for the women. Even college basketball, man, I love to watch women's college ball. I just love basketball, boys basketball, female basketball. It is just amazing. And the players from here, Marissa Coleman, Rebecca Brunson, it's just a long list of people that came from this area, and I'm really glad that we're all from the same community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know what, I think, and I think we've lost Quinn. I think his phone has died, and, you know, that's unfortunate. We always tell folks, keep those phones charged. You just never know when you're going to need to use it. Talk to me again a little bit about the process of this and how long did it take, and did you get any pushback at all? Because it would seem to me that we are just talking about basketball, but we are talking about the culture of basketball and you know, some of the, you know, basketball is, it didn't start as a black sport historically, but, you know, but black players own it. Many of them come from challenged, you know, communities out here, you know, inside, you know, the Beltway, and some of them came up through the School of Hard Knocks.
Man, and that's very, very, very valid. And, you know, it is, everybody don't got the same journey. You know, everybody don't have the same steps that they take. And it's just a wider range of these players and the wide range of these people that have really, really just accomplished amazing things. And I do want to say to Quinn and his phone, I do want to apologize. He was very, very excited about this interview. And we've been on the phone literally all day to everybody, so I'm pretty sure his phone has died.
Oh, yeah.
So I do want to apologize to everybody for Quinn.
It happens all the time. I still try to tell my dad to make sure he keeps his phone plugged up. So.
When I say we've been on the phone all day, like, we've been on the phone all day. My phone has been burning up, too, so I got it plugged up now. So I just want to send that apology from Quinn to everybody.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, stuff happens, and that's kind of the way it happens, the way things go. And speaking about the stuff happens issue, you know, we're in the midst of an historic pandemic. And, you know, for you as a filmmaker, has this put your work on hold? Because, you know, what people, I think, don't really understand that even though for most of us not hearing about this until now, tomorrow is the big day for us as viewers. But for you, you've probably been looking at the next project for weeks or even months, correct?
Yes, correct. And I'm sorry I didn't get to fully answer your last question, but, you know, I've been working on this for years, since like 2013 was when the first concept came to me. And it is great history with, you know, D.C. is the birthplace of black basketball. A lot of people don't know that, but by a guy named E.B. Henderson, he brought the game in, he birthed basketball. And that is a real reason, I think, that we are to where we are now. But for tomorrow, for the people that are just hearing about this, you're going to hear stories like E.B. Henderson tomorrow. You're going to hear stories that you may have probably never heard of. And for me, I have been dreaming of this moment for a long time. Every day I'm waking up. And it's like when you're in the middle of a project, when you're in the middle of working on something, as I know a lot of you guys are in the pandemic, when you're at home, like, this is the time where, like, this whole project started in my room, you know, where the same place I'm in during this pandemic. Like, if you got a place to be, like, most of the time when you by yourself, that's when the greatest ideas come to you. When you are just alone and you by yourself, you get concepts when you're working on yourself. So, like, during this time, and then, you know, everything will work out for you. Like, I get on this platform with my partners and everybody's stuck in the house, so they got to watch the movie now. Last month, I had a movie on TV.
They're forced to watch.
They had to watch that movie, and it came back with great ratings. So, you know, the pandemic is bad, but, you know, you got to look at the bright side of things, right?
Absolutely. Hold on. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more, not only about the process, but also your next projects and some final thoughts. We'll be right back. This is the Inside segment on the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. We are talking about the documentary set to air on Showtime tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Basketball County in the Water. We are blessed to get Quinn Cook from the L.A. Lakers back on the line.
Sorry, my phone died.
Hey, stuff happens. We're in strange times. Wanted to ask you, You know, first of all, you lost a dear friend, and many basketball fans and players lost a dear friend in Kobe Bryant. What impact did his passing have on you?
I mean, it was everything to me. Like, I hadn't experienced a pain like that, losing somebody since my father. I mean, because for me, like, he was my childhood. He was my favorite player ever. I mean, it was him, Michael Jordan, LeBron growing up. And, you know, I was a little too young to really see Mike in his prime and experience, you know, witnessing Michael Jordan on a day-to-day basis. I was a little too young. I remember him playing Chicago 97, 98 a little bit. But just, you know, it's different when you really experience it and really know what's going on. So as I get older, like 6, 7 years old, you know, my dad was the biggest Laker fan ever. And, you know, here's this young kid, you know, who's reminding everybody of Michael Jordan. So, obviously, you know, I just latched on to Kobe. And like Jimmy will tell you, anybody who knows me will tell you, me and my father, like, we were obsessed with the Lakers. Everything was Lakers. And Kobe was my guy. And then I got to experience 3 championships, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002. And then I seen him go through, you know, a little pain, you know, losing it in the first round and, you know, getting back to the promised land in 08, losing to Boston, obviously, but then come back, bounce back 09 and 2010 and winning 2 in a row. So, like, just he's my hero, man. Well, he still is my hero. And, you know, obviously being a Laker now and growing up playing for Duke, having a relationship with him because from his relationship with Coach K and him knowing how much he meant to me and my family, he always looked out for me. He always gave me great words. And just becoming a Laker this whole year was a dream come true. But, you know, I'm losing him. Like, I've never experienced a loss where, like, the world
you know, just stop. Like the world, you know, stopped for, you know, 2-3 weeks just because it was just such a tragedy, man. And, you know, I'm still getting over it. I'll never get over it. And it's just something that, you know, I just want to keep honoring him every single day, him and his legacy, because, you know, that was my childhood. And that was my, you know, that was my hero for sure.
With the NBA season essentially canceled because of the pandemic, what are you doing with yourself? How do you keep yourself busy? How do you keep your head clear? How do you stay in shape?
Yeah, great question. For me, this time for me is it's a unique time for everybody. But for me, this is the first time that I've, you know, just been on stop. Like, I've been on stop since maybe middle school, maybe, because high school,
wow.
You know, you're playing all year round, and, you know, you got the season, and in the summer you got camps, and you got AAU, and you get to college, you got summer school, and you got your college season, and then summer school again. You finish college, you got the draft process, and you become a pro, and then after pro, there's summer league, and, you know, when you become established as a pro, you have appearances, you have camps to run and stuff like that, and you got to take a vacation, and it's just, it's constant moving. And this is the first time that I can ever remember where, you know, these past 2 months, you know, I've been, you know, just stopped, and I have nothing planned, and I have just time in myself to just think. So I've just been picking up other hobbies, just reading, playing a lot of video games. You know, I couldn't cook before this. I learned how to cook, and, well, a couple things. But, you know, this has been a unique time, and obviously want to get back to normal life, but, you know, I just try to be as productive as possible during this time.
Yeah. I think, you know, we all are, even for those of us who are, you know, working and blessed to be, you know, that off time, you take those long vacations from the bedroom to the basement.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, I know a couple of my teammates, Kyle Kuzma, he'll be upstairs in his room. And he'd be like, I can't wait for dinner tonight. He dressed up for dinner. And, like, he'd, like, video himself walking down to the living room. Just like, that was his event for the day. So, just trying to stay as sane as possible. But for me, like, I tell my friends and families all the time, it's like, man, I just feel for the families who have to live check to check, who can't work right now, and whose households aren't, you know, as comfortable as others, man. And, you know, who don't have the luxury to keep going to the grocery store and stocking up, and, you know, don't have internet. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking about. So all in all, man, I'm blessed. I'm lucky to, you know, be comfortable now. My family's comfortable, and I'm just praying for, you know, anybody who's being affected by this.
Yeah, that's a word right there. Jimmy, I'll let you have kind of a final word. Your thoughts on, you know, big deal tomorrow. Again, congratulations. But what's next for you, in a pandemic notwithstanding? What's the next thing?
Well, you know, I'm definitely in for some new projects. You know, it's me and Quinn have some stuff that we're got in the pot right now, kind of stewing up, that we want to follow this with. But, you know, we're just staying busy. We're just trying to make sure we're prepared for the next move, because, you know, it's good that, you know, it's a very unique situation where I get to work with one of my closest friends from when I was a kid, and we've been friends over 20 years. And, like, Quinn was one of the first people I talked about with this concept. Like, Quinn was like, yo, I got you. I'm behind you. Let's do it. And, you know, it's just want to continue that bond that we have. And I remember my first play, I started doing plays. Quinn was at every show that weekend. Watched my play 5 times, the same thing. So it's, like, good to have your friend that works with you, and you guys get to put projects out together. And so we're just going to go back to the drawing board, and we're going to put the pieces together. And we don't want to say what our next project is, but we got some stuff really up our sleeve.
You can't give me a hint just between you and me and the tens of thousands of listeners?
The biggest hint I could say is that it is a piece of it's digital content. It's some type of film. You know, it's a film for sure. I can promise you that. It is a film.
Yes. Popcorn and jujubes and all of that stuff.
Yes, it is. It's a movie or something you'll watch on a screen. Let's say that.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I'll be able to figure it out from there.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Look, man, I want to really thank you for, you know, coming on, you know, sharing, you know, some insight about not only this film, continuing to, you know, put, you know, Prince George's County, you know, on the map, and, you know, and doing, you know, really, really great, great things. You know, congratulations. It's, you know, tomorrow, 9 p.m., you know, showtime. And, you know, hey, just keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Thank you to 96.3. You guys have always been supportive of us, First Baptist Church of Glenarden, me and my brother's projects, and me and Quinn's project now. So thank you guys so much for always having our back.
We absolutely appreciate that. We also want to, you know, thank Quinn Cook for participating. We, you know, we certainly continue to, you know, pray for him as he continues his basketball career, and always good making, you know, putting Prince George's County on the map. So again, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, May 14th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now you can stay tuned for The Connection. Good night, everybody.
Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.